You are standing in the center of a crossroad. You have four roads to choose from, with one being the road you arrived on. Which road do you choose? Do you go back down a road you've already traveled, or do you take a leap of faith and choose a new road? You begin to step in the direction of the road to the right. The road looks pretty clear. However, you hear your parents say, "You're being irresponsible. You need to take a different path." You pause to observe the other options. The road in front of you appears to have road construction ahead and could delay your journey. And the road to the left has no end in sight. Which direction do you go? Hey there, Success Buddy. Welcome to the Leaving Nowhere podcast with me, Candace Willey. I created this podcast for you. I've spent my entire life learning lessons the hard way. Through those experiences, I realized that all roads really do lead to success. Sometimes we just need better directions on how to get there. Join my guests and I in learning how leaving nowhere can help you get to exactly where you want to be. We'll share stories of success and the various methods we've used to help us get there. Let leaving nowhere be a compass in helping you achieve your greatest desires. So your journey to success starts here. Thank you for joining me for episode 18, Mission Possible. In today's episode, we're going to explore the guiding principle, vision, and how to prevent getting stalled at the crossroad of life. Having a plan for your journey, and more importantly, a vision of where you want to go, is critical to your success. Hopefully, you've had a chance to listen to episode 17, where Betsy McLaughlin shares how she created a plan for becoming a CEO when she was only 21 years old. She shares how she measured her progress along the way and adjusted her plan to align with her long-term objectives. Her approach is not surprising. There are a few common traits amongst people who achieve their goals, happiness, and success. These individuals commonly have a clear vision on where they are going, a plan on how to get there, and are willing to take risks. Do you have a clear vision and plan? Are you willing to take risks? While Betsy shared a variety of best practices, the one that really resonated with me was the need to align your professional and personal goals. This notion also made me think about another noteworthy example, and that is what we can learn from successful companies. The majority of successful companies have clearly defined mission and vision statements. So why not adopt this theory into a personal approach to success? First, there is a need to understand the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement. A mission statement is intended to clarify the what, who, and why of a company. Since you are creating this for yourself, the who is easy. A vision statement is where the company wants the community that they serve to be satisfied as a result of their service or product offering. Again, in this case, it would be your life. Your mission statement should be the roadmap for getting you to your vision. Okay, to be a little bit clearer, it is the what that's going to get you to the where, and your plan then becomes the how. Before we go deeper on this topic, I would add that your mission and vision may vary depending on where you are in life. Let me give you a few examples before we move on. For example, you have a vision of being a parent. You are blessed with three children. Once your children are raised, your vision of parenting becomes something different. Another example is you aspire to be in the medical field. And as you begin college courses, another occupation piques your interest. So you stay in school, however, you change your major or your class schedule to reflect your new career objective. Hopefully, these examples help you to begin visualizing your goals. Okay, so where to begin? Here are seven elements to consider before you craft your statement. The first element is core values. What are the 5 to 10 things you stand by, represent, or value most? Next, you have your interests. What are 5 to 10 things you enjoy doing most? What elevates you? What can't you live without? Third is your areas of focus. What are the major categories of your life that always need your attention? Some examples would be your health, your relationships, your profession, or perhaps your spirituality. Fourth, identify your strengths. What are you naturally good at? Next, consider your dreams. If this was your last day on earth, what would you regret not doing, seeing, or creating? Sixth is understanding your skill set. What are the three areas you strongly want to cultivate skills in that will in some way enrich your life experience? Lastly is consider your desired profession. What are the things you must do to be fulfilled in your work? These topics should represent the raw material for your vision statement. Remind yourself that this process doesn't have to yield a perfect vision. Any vision is better than no vision. As I shared previously, it's not set in stone. It will evolve over time. For now, simply create a working vision. The goal is to capture the things that are most important to you. You don't need to include every element I shared initially. However, that is 100% up to you. Personal vision statements can be a few sentences or it can be a page long. The beauty of it is that it's yours and you get to decide. A few of my personal favorites are Oprah Winfrey's vision is to be a teacher and to be known for inspiring my students to be more than they thought they could be. Another one of my favorites is Richard Branson's vision. It's to have fun in my journey through life and learn from my mistakes. Mine is to use my story of choice, consequence, and self-worth to educate and empower others. The goal is to let your vision paint a mental picture of your life 5 to 20 years from now. Have it highlight what matters most to you, what you stand for, and who you are committed to being. So for Oprah, she's teaching, Richard is playing, and I'm empowering. One additional suggestion is to write it in present tense so that it feels as if it exists right now. Once you have your vision statement finalized, it's time to craft your mission statement. As I stated at the beginning of our episode, a mission statement is what you are committing to get there. Again, the vision is the what and the mission is your how. When drafting your mission, I would recommend the following steps. We've already discussed the first step, and that is to have clarity on your values, vision, and purpose. Next, be honest with yourself. The key to a personal mission statement is to remember that it's, well, personal. It's for you, no one else. With that in mind, it's important that you're honest. Acknowledge what motivates you, be it money, recognition, care of your family, business success, legacy, or personal gain. Be real with yourself as well. There are no wrong answers. Another tip is to keep it short and sweet. A personal mission statement or mantra is so powerful. It can help you prep for adversity, reinvigorate you, and help you feel empowered. Keep it simple. Think of who you are in four words. Then two words, even one word. It might seem silly to have a mission statement that is only two words, but it will definitely be easier to remember. The length isn't what matters. As long as it gets you to your envisioned future or aligns with your vision statement, you're set. My last suggestion is to define your impact. Work with a friend, coach, or mentor to visualize and define the impact you want to have in your life. Then find a metaphor, artifact, or picture that can serve as a daily reminder of your personal mission. Defining the impact you want to have in your life will not only help you make decisions, it will actually bring freedom, allowing you to explore many ways in which you can fulfill that mission. Here are a few more great examples of personal mission statements. Walt Disney's mission statement was to make people happy. Pretty simple. Maya Angelou's mission statement was not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. My mission statement is provide readers and listeners a learning experience that promotes a positive mindset, helps them to overcome adversity, and take action on the things that are most important in their lives. If I had to say it in one word, motivate. Now that you have a better understanding of a personal vision and mission statement, let's talk about when you would use it. A few suggestions would be to Review it as you plan out your day or week. I do this on Sunday. I take a few minutes to connect with my vision to prime me for the week ahead. I revisit my weekly plan each morning as part of my Empower Hour. It's important to start your day understanding your intention. You can use your vision and mission statement when you feel lost or confused. When you are distracted by 10,000 things, pause and review your vision. I would also recommend revisiting your statements when you are questioning your purpose and meaning in life. Remind yourself that you've created personal meaning. This will allow you to redirect your emotions and actions to what matters most. So that's when to use them. Now for the how to use your vision and mission statements. A few words on a screen or piece of paper don't hold much power. If you want your vision to drive your desired destination, don't just read it, embody it. Bring it to life. Create a mental picture of it in your mind's eye. See yourself in the end picture with your vision actualized. What do you look like? What are you doing? As you're actualizing your vision, how do you feel? The more clearly you can connect with the image and feelings reflected in your vision, the more likely you are to take the right actions towards manifesting it. Now, my episode wouldn't be complete if I didn't give you a few reading recommendations on helping you to achieve your vision. This is without a doubt one of my top five recommended books of all time, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I know I've mentioned it in previous episodes, but I really can't say enough about this book and how it's impacted my life and success. Second, instead of a book, I would recommend Googling Michael Phelps on the topic of visualization. There are a ton of great articles and YouTube videos on how Phelps used visualization to help him to become the number one competitive swimmer in the world. Phelps once said, "When I feel tired, I just think about how great I'll feel once I finally reach my goal." What a fantastic way to keep yourself motivated and connected to your vision. So I would leave you with the visualization that we began with today. You close your eyes and you are no longer at the crossroad. You have achieved your desired vision because no road or mission is impossible. Until next time, success buddies, subscribe and rate this podcast on Apple or the podcast platform of your choice. A 5-star review and comment are always appreciated. Thank you for joining today's episode of Leaving Nowhere. Here's to you and you accelerating your life and career.